So every year around Christmas time in Seattle, Neil Koschei-Meyer gets on stage and performs.
Yeah, not Christmas songs, though, not Yuletide jingles, but instead this.
You're not going to believe this, but that was one word from Finnegan's Wake, that work of experimental fiction by James Joyce. And Neil Koschei-Meyer is not only performing Joyce's words, he is attempting to memorize the entire book.
Yeah, he says it's going to take him 17 years to do it, which coincidentally is the same amount of time it took James Joyce to write the book. Neil said it all started when he read that first word, which comes on the very first page.
It was like one thing led to another. It's like if you give a mouse a cookie, kind of. It's like a little drum solo that I can do anytime I feel like it.
As you might imagine, it has not been easy.
But that has not stopped Neil, who says you can't really think of Finnegan's Wake as a normal book. You have to think of it kind of the way we think of music.
It can be thoroughly enjoyed, delightfully thoroughly enjoyed, without understanding a bit of what's going on in it. I mean, there is something going on, but I think you can read through the whole book, and if you decide I'm not going to worry about understanding it, the music of it and the fun of it is there anyway.
But we asked Neil to prove that.
And spoke she to the dower in her petty Parusian, "Mark the wands, why do I am a looker like a possum porter piece?" And that was how the skirt mishies began.
Neil memorized and recited chapter 6 this year. He's on track to have all of Finnegan's Wake memorized by the year 2030.
Have you heard of one Humpty Dumpty? How he fell with a rope.
And you could catch Neil performing chapter 7 of Finnegan's Wake next Christmas in Seattle.
By the butt of the magazine wall.